What would you call it around the edge of a roof?
Eave.
Would the eave, would that be this part here?
And that'd be where it fell off.
Would you call that the part under where it fell off? Or
no, it's
just the whole...
The top, right at the end of the top, mm-hmm. where the water comes down, and mm-hmm. that's the eave. Mm-hmm.
What might you have sometimes around the eave to catch the water?
Well, that's gutters. A lot of houses have gutters. A lot of them don't.
What kinds of different roofs might you have?
Well, you got the metal roof, tin, and you got the metal roof aluminum. Mm-hmm. Then you got the asbestos shingles. Mm-hmm. They call them different names, thick butts. And you have a hex, they call them, different names for that, asbestos. Mm-hmm. And then they have what they call a built-up roof. That's a flat roof where they just put tar paper, tar, and gravel. That's a built-up roof, they call it. Mm-hmm. It's flat. Like on a lot of stores, you know, things like that, warehouses. Mm-hmm. Well, a few dwelling houses have them too, a few, not many.
Uh-huh. A dime is worth 2 nickels or mm-hmm. or
10 cents.
What might you wear to what might a man wear if he's going to get dressed up?
Well, a suit, tie. But if he's going to really get dressed up, he had to get him a tuck, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, I never had on a tuck, and don't ever aim at one. That used to be. Now they, this, you know, this boy of mine, mm-hmm. he don't. I bought him. He got a couple of $100 suits back now. Mm-hmm. And he's 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And he's never had on but one of them just one time since mm-hmm. he's had them. Mm-hmm. We went to a funeral. Mm-hmm. He got married the other day. He got married a month ago. He got married in a, that's a homemade, his sister made it. Uh-huh. Well, it made him one and his brother to be the best man, same uh-huh. like. Uh-huh. Looked like a girl's blouse to me with uh-huh. lace on it, you know, and just hung down. Uh-huh. And just a pair of regular breeches. I wouldn't even wear them to, I wouldn't even wear it to town. Uh-huh. But that's just the day.
You know, I was talking to Mr. McClendon a long time ago at a funeral. If you were going to show respect at a funeral, well, the members of the family wouldn't dress up at all. They just go to the funeral, you know, the way they were.
Who said that?
Mr. McClendon. Ivy.
Well, I never heard that myself. We uh-huh. always, uh-huh. if we had decent suit, we put on and went to the funeral. Uh-huh. Where was your, where was a stranger's funeral or a uh-huh. immediate family?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that was years ago, but.
Well, it must uh-huh. have been farther back than I can remember. I know.
What, do you remember any of the old timers when you were pretty young, the fellows that were pretty old, how they dressed?
Well, most of them had beards mm-hmm. way back when I was just a kid. I mean, mine was any age on them at all. Mm-hmm. And I didn't notice any different from them. They just wore, of course they'd wear the suit on Sunday, you know, mm-hmm. just like people do, did later. Mm-hmm. Say 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. But on every day, I don't know that I noticed any difference except pants and shirt and suit. You mm-hmm. know. And they all wore ties too, them old men did, most mm-hmm. of them. And they had the mustache. You know. Mm-hmm. A lot of them had beard. Mustache cups. Grandpa had what he called a cup, special built to drink coffee out of. Uh-huh. Mustache cup. Uh-huh. At all. Had a body on one side of it.
Mm-hmm. What different, these suits that the old men wore, what different parts were there to them?